CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 9th of April 2017. Here are the main news headlines. April the 22nd is Marconi Day. New PSK31 software for blind amateurs. Club blog gets trusted partner status. Dozens of official award stations have registered to take part in the 2017 International Marconi Day event, this year being held on the 22nd of April. All contacts counting towards the Marconi Award must be made on HF with registered stations, but other participating stations do not need to be registered to claim awards. The event is not a contest, but an opportunity for amateurs around the world to make point-to-point contacts with historic Marconi sites using HF communication techniques descended from those used by Marconi, and to earn an attractive award certificate for working or hearing a number of Marconi stations. All you need is a log extract. You don't need QSL cards. International Marconi Day Special Event Station GB4IMD will be on the air from Cornwall. Go to www.qrz.com/db/GB4IMD for details. To help you work the requisite numbers, Steve G0KYA has prepared some propagation predictions for IMD operators in the UK. You can find these at g0kya.blogspot.co.uk. A free new Windows program called Accessible DigiPan has been released. It allows blind hams to operate PSK31. The download includes the application, audio tutorials, detailed written guides and additional helpful resources, plus DigiPan PSK31 and PSK63 software. ARRL member Richard, KK6MRH and Jim, WA0PSS, both blind, developed the program. The application works with many different kinds of rig interfaces and Windows versions. Full details at http://accessibledigipan, that's accessible plus digipan, all one word, .org, which is especially designed to be kind to electronic screen readers. Club Log, run by G7VJR, has become the first logging service to achieve trusted partner status for Logbook of the World. Radio amateurs holding Logbook of the World call sign certificates who have uploaded logs to Club Log can now readily cross-post them to Logbook of the World. More information on technical specifications and current trusted partner program members is available from the ARRL website. At the QSL Bureau, the G4 call sign series is in process of being consolidated. There are now just four G4 subgroups for the distribution of QSL card to members. G4 call holders are advised to check the sub-manager's list on the RSGB website before sending more collection envelopes, as their volunteers' details may have changed. Due to retirements and other commitments, we now have a vacancy for a new volunteer sub-manager to handle the G4Ts to G4Z's subgroup. The group receives around 10,000 to 15,000 cards spread across the year. If you're interested, please email RSGB, QSL Bureau, qsl@rsgb.org.uk. The second YOTA 2007 video log features RSGB Youth Committee member Rebecca Hughes, M6BUB. She introduces one of the activities she's looking forward to, helping with the International YOTA 2017 week that the RSGB is hosting in August. You can watch this and other video logs on our dedicated YOTA 2017 web pages on the RSGB website. The video of the 2016 RSGB convention talk by John Rogers entitled Diagnosing and Reporting RFI has been added to the videos available to RSGB members on the RSGB website video page. Non-members can view the 2015 lectures on the RSGB's YouTube channel. The 90th RSGB AGM will be held at the Angel Hotel, Castle Street, Cardiff, Charlie Fox 10 1 Sugar Zulu, on Saturday the 22nd of April, starting at 12 noon. Details appear in the April Radcom. Members attending the AGM will be able to try out the RSGB's pilot project for the online advanced exam and test their knowledge on a specially shortened 13-question mini advanced exam. The first sessions will run for an hour before the formal AGM, which starts at 12, with another session run during the lunch break. The RSGB has made available drafts of papers which will be submitted to the IAIU Region 1 General Conference in Germany in September. The Society welcomes feedback on the draft papers. They can be seen in the IAIU Matters 2017 forum at http://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-figures0904. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition, otherwise known as the Blackpool Rally, takes place today the 9th of April at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY29AA. There's car parking at the venue and a talk-in station will be operational. There will be trade stands, a bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Doors open 10:30. With disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. More information from Dave, M0OBW 01270-761608. There are no rallies in the diary for the Easter weekend, the 14th to the 17th of April. The next rallies are on the 23rd. These will be the Oville QRP Convention, the Ripon Radio Rally and the Andover RAC Spring Car Boot Sale. We'll give full details of these next week. Meanwhile, you can find details of all known forthcoming rallies in Radcom, which should arrive with the RSGB members from Wednesday this week. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, GW4DVB will operate as J8T8PI on a holiday-style expedition on Palm Island, IOTA NA025. In St Vincent and the Grenadines, operation will take place between the 14th and the 23rd of April using a Yaesu FD991A with 100 watts into a 10-metre vertical. Operation will be on the 40 to 10 metre bands using SSB, QSL only direct. See www.g4dvd.co.uk for details. Chung VA7YM is on holiday in Vanuatu, OC035, until the 17th of April, using the call sign Yankee Juliet 0 Yankee Mike. His QSL manager is EA5GL. Yan PA4JJ will be active holiday style as 9 Alpha stroke call sign from Croatia until the 30th of May. Operation will be mainly digital modes, QSL via home call, either direct or bureau and logbook of the world. Paul W7NZJ will be active as Fox Sugar stroke call sign from St. Martin, NA105, until the 16th of April. He'll operate digital modes and CW on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via EQSL. Ken KH6QJ will be active as T32AZ from Kiritimati on Christmas Island, OC024 in East Kiribati until the 18th of April. Doesn't quite make sense, but that's what it says. He'll be using the 8 to 10 metre bands, QSL KH6QJ. Special event news, Canadian-led de-expedition style event will activate the 108-hectare World War I battle site Vimy Ridge, marking the 17th of the April 1917 Battle of Vimy Ridge. Commemorative amateur radio station will continue until dusk today the 9th. More information, www.vfigures100vimy.ca. R25SRR will be in use throughout April to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Russia's IARU Society. Several RO25XX call signs will join the celebrations, where XX is the two-letter abbreviation for the various regions. http://srrfigures25.hamlog.ru for the award programme. Now for the contest news today. The 9th is the first 50 MHz contest, running from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz FM activity contest will take place from 1800 to 1900 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Following on is the 432 MHz UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. This time it's using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the SSB leg of the 80 Metre Club Championships, running from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Thursday sees the 50 megs UK activity contest. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain data contest that takes place next Sunday, the 16th of April, and Easter Sunday, on the 3.5, 7 and 14 megahertz bands. There are two separate contests, one for RTT1, the other for PSK. Each contest is split into two parts to get optimum conditions on all three bands. The RTT contest is 1200 to 1400 and 1800 to 2000 UTC. PSK contest is 1400 to 1600 and 2000 to 2200 UTC. Note that club and multi-operator stations can only score points in the first of the two sessions. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Full details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA G3YLN G4BAO, a large sunspot group pushed the solar flux index to 112 this week, which was largely unpredicted. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions reigned again, with the K index hitting 5 on the 4th. The activity from sunspot region 2644 also brought a number of solar flares, and it'll be interesting to see if they reoccur when the spot rotates back into view in around 9 days or so. These flares did bring widespread radio blackouts on the solar-facing side of the Earth. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to be in the high to mid-70s. Geomagnetically, we may have a respite from the recent coronal activity, the more settled conditions hopefully giving us some good HFDX at times. Now VHF and up, the promised high pressure duly arrived and brought some good tropo at times last week. The good news is that it should hang around for most of next week, although a few Atlantic lows will bring less favourable conditions to Scotland and northeast England now and again. So moments of tropo are likely to make the VHF, UHF and gigahertz bands worth a visit for a second week, with paths to the south across Biscay being the more profitable direction. We're close to the start of the 2017 sporadic E season, and it can't be long now, so in preparation, keep a watch on 10 metres for signs of short skip during late morning and late afternoon, and check the 6 metre beacons if you experience it. After last weekend, when 1296 MHz was crackling with the CW context activity, moon declination goes negative tomorrow, so windows of moon visibility will shorten. The moon reaches apogee this coming Saturday, so losses will be high and increasing over the week. So that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's also it from me until next week.